Good afternoon. It's Matt Skywatcher with wildcountry.fm. It is Friday. That means none other than Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country is joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. One of these days, you're going to say, that's it, Ray. You're not coming back anymore. We're done with you. I just know it's going to happen. But as long as it's not today, we're good.
It's not today. That day has not come yet. So we're in February.
We are, and there's a lot of important things to discuss in February, and we will. I think probably one of the best-known ones is it's Heart Health Month, and we will touch base on that later on this month. But one of the things I always really dwell on, and I think I've made it very clear on other episodes, is my passion for oral health, just because it's so extremely hard to access it in our rural areas. And again, not just here. We're not different than any other rural area in America, so feel good about that, I guess. But it's just it's extremely, extremely difficult. But one of the first things to make sure we get across, I guess, is the importance of it to people. And a lot of times, you know, with children, there's like this extra thought or this extra belief that, well, don't baby teeth just fall out? Why do I have to worry about their oral health at such young ages? Well, it's completely the wrong way to look at it. You know, healthy habits, number one, just start early in life and can certainly impact many things, including speech development. But it's a good time to build the foundation for adult teeth and prevent disease, you know, while they're still young. And there's so many diseases tied back to bad oral health care. You and I talk about it in the adult population, but let's face it, it starts when they're kids. You know, high blood pressure, cancers, heart disease, diabetes, etc. So, you know, don't ignore it just because they're young. You know, we had a kid in end of last year, right before the holidays. He's 14 years old, and he already needs partial dentures.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous, to say the least. So some quick bullets. Look, fluoride toothpaste, hands down, can stop and or reverse decay. Please use the fluoride toothpaste. First visit with a dentist should come with the first tooth, age of one at the latest.
Oh.
And a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
It, you know, they're like, yeah, that's really early. Yeah, that's true.
Well, not just saying, it makes sense.
Thing. Yeah. Hey, here's another thing. You know what? When we're little, we have less fear of things, right? Generally speaking, it's like that's why they tell you to learn to swim when you're little teeny kids, right?
Yeah.
They're going to get over their fear of the dentist at an early age. <'Cause>, I know nobody wants to go, but, you know, it's important. And make brushing fun at these early ages when they're kids. We know they're more apt to want to do something if it's fun than if it's not, so present it in a fun way. And then, look, the normal stuff that causes cavities, I hope everybody's aware of that. Please avoid the high-sugar foods and obviously the candies and soda and sports drinks. I know you. Sometimes you'll want to, like, give them one of those nice, like, nutritious juice, you know, type of things.
Yeah.
Look at the sugar content in those things. Yeah, there's some good stuff in it, but the sugar is far outweighing the good stuff, so it's not a good idea. Pretzels, chips, crackers, all that stuff gets stuck in your teeth, so which I know is disgusting, but it does. It just eats away, so avoid those things. As always, great substitutes, vegetables, fruit. I know, God forbid, drink water, but it's the best thing for you. And a couple other things to throw out for you quick. If your school offers dental sealants, get them. They work. We actually do provide those services in all of the St. Lawrence County school districts. So for fans of the show in St. Lawrence County, you're good with us. We'd love to provide the service in Franklin County, but that's a long story as to why the state will not allow us. We don't need to get into that.
Okay.
If your school does offer it, please take advantage of them. They can prevent more than 80% of cavities. They're painless. They're easy. And nothing to be afraid of for sure. And finally, the 2-2-2 rule. You and I talk about this. This isn't just for kids.
Nope.
Brush your teeth twice a day, not for 2 seconds, for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
and visit the dentist twice a year. And that's the hard part, I know, if you're not established anyway, for sure. So please make sure you get established with a dentist. We provide the services out of our Ogdensburg and Canton locations. As with anywhere else, there are waiting lists. But once you're established, you know, you're in good shape, and you can keep those two visits a year with a lot less headaches. So it starts with your kids when they're really, really young, and, of course, continues into adulthood. And the last thing we want to see is, you know, more of these kids coming in at, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old and needing dentures already. Yeah. That's very sad, obviously, and puts the kids behind the eight ball in many other ways, you know, as they're coming up in life. So there you go. My spiel once again in the month of February for Children's Dental Health Month. And yes, somewhere later this year, we'll do it again for adults.
And as we always say, preventative, preventative, preventative.
Exactly.
Will save you so much.
Mm-hmm.
He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country, joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you again.